New York-based jazz violinist Billy Bang is turning his Vietnam experience into a work of art. He's about to release Vietnam Reflections, the second in a trio of records dedicated to those who fought in that war. NPR's Roy Hurst reports.
This song, Kia Mia, is from Billy Bang's first Vietnam record, Aftermath, cut in 2001. Kia Mia is an acronym, meaning killed in action, missing in action.
It's a very sad song for me. I mean, it touches me in a sense that I'm still wondering where some of the friends of mine are. So it seems as every time I perform this piece live, I have the same feeling each and every time. I wonder where they are.
57-year-old Billy Bang was drafted into the Vietnam War in 1966 as a member of a combat infantry unit he fought in the Tet Offensive. He returned to civilian life in 1968 and immediately suffered a nervous breakdown.
When I came home from Vietnam, when I got off the airplane, the next thing I was on was New York City subway. And that was extremely traumatic for me. I mean, just really destructive to my whole system. I couldn't take the sounds. I couldn't take the people all around. So I finally got home. I didn't want to come outside for a long time, which I didn't do. So my mother was coaxing me to come out and sort of, she was trying to help me to get back to some kind of normality. But I still criticize the United States government for not having a real bona fide reentry program for veterans.
Billy tried to adjust. He even got a job as a paralegal. But he found solace in the violin, an instrument he'd only previously played for 2 years in middle school.
I picked it up at a pawn shop. Somehow I think the instrument was calling me. And I took it back to the Bronx, and the guys up in the Bronx really thought I lost it, especially they knew I was a Vietnam veteran. I used to practice at the park where we played basketball. There was so much condemnation about me playing, it probably sounded horrible too.
He decided to move to the East Village to be in a more artistic environment. That was 1970.
That year changed my life completely, because I realized I didn't like the law anymore. I didn't like to try to be established in society anymore. And I was really a true renegade, I found out.
He quit his job and took a chance on becoming, of all things, a professional jazz violinist.
Because to me, the music was the purest thing I could be close to at that moment. And I thought I did enough harm going to Vietnam. So I thought I could only bring joy and happiness to my instrument. And that's when I decided to actually play professionally, one way or the other.
He found kindred spirits in the counterculture of free jazz, but Bang still had unresolved issues with his Vietnam experience.
The subject of a Vietnam veteran is such a tender one. I mean, it's like if you say the wrong thing to a veteran, he kind of flips out. I know I do. I know a lot of us do. So I found my sanity or crutch, everything, was in drugs and in music at the same time. I think I say this because I give a lot of respect to my past girlfriends and wives for them to be able to put up with me in general, that I didn't realize how wretched actually I was.
Then, in 2000, at the urging of a record producer, he embarked on his epic Vietnam trilogy. He says he immediately found healing in the process of discovering a synthesis between the African-American tradition of jazz and the Vietnamese folk song.
Music is very original. Not trying to get a big head here, but yeah, I don't think it existed before me. So yes, it does in fact sound Asian, it does sound jazz, and if you do them both in the same pot and cooked it up and served it, that's what we should be eating.
And so how do you think your violin creates this bridge between the two?
The violin, I think, works because of the strings. Because I can slide into quarter tones, I can also slide the way they do and get that feeling. So I think probably I've been playing this way for a long time, And until I really investigated the Asian music, didn't realize I had been feeling this for a very long time. So it was almost natural for me.
Bang utilizes New York-based Vietnamese musicians. This is Kerr, a young classical pianist.
She's fantastic, but she's can't believe that I asked her to sing for me. So she said, well, I'm not classically trained to sing. I said, that's what I don't want. But basically, I want her to sing traditional Vietnamese songs as if she was in the kitchen cooking up something and just sing it naturally.
By playing with Vietnamese-American musicians, Bang says he's setting the stage for his ultimate vision, his jazz group of Vietnam veterans, surrounded by a Vietnamese symphony.
The trilogy, for me, is a gigantic circle of me meeting with Vietnamese in Vietnam to hug, to cry together. Hopefully we find Vietnamese soldiers who fought against us, and they might be around the same age as we are, and just try to forgive each other for whatever our government sent us out to do.
Roy Hurst, NPR News.
You can catch Billy Bang live at the Jazz Stand in New York City on May 10th and 11th.